Circe by Madeline Miller. Read by Talisa Teixeira. He came skimming across the waves, shouting for me. His words poured over themselves. He'd not even had to work the nets, he said. The fish leapt by themselves onto his deck, big as cows. His father was pacified, and the levy paid, with credit for next year. He knelt before me, head bowed. "Thank you, goddess." I drew him up. "Do not kneel to me. It was my grandmother's power."
"No."
He took my hands.
"It was you. You were the one who persuaded her. Circe, miracle, blessing of my life. You have saved me."
He pressed his warm cheeks to my hands. His lips brushed my fingers.
"I wish I were a god," he breathed. "Then I could thank you as you deserve."
I let his curls fall around my wrist. I wished I were a real goddess so I could give him whales upon a golden plate, and he would never let me go. Every day we sat together talking. He was full of dreams, hoping that when he was older he might have his own boat and his own cottage instead of his father's.
"And I will keep a fire," he said, "burning for you always, if you will allow me."
"I would rather you keep a chair," I said, "so I may come to speak with you." He flushed, and I did too. I knew so little then. I'd never lolled with my cousins, those broad-shouldered gods and lissom nymphs, when they talked of love. I'd never crept off with a suitor into a private corner. I did not know enough even to say what I wanted. If I touched my hand to his, if I bent down my lips for a kiss, what then?